Rebirth. Chapter 13. If we do not accept a spiritual life, in other words, if we're not newly born from the Lord, we cannot go to heaven. The Lord taught this in John. I tell you the truth, unless you're born a second time, you cannot see God's realm. John 3, verse 3. If we're not born from our parents into a spiritual life, but into a physical life, spiritual life is loving God more than anything else, and loving other people as much as we love ourselves. We should do this according to the rules of faith that the Lord taught in the Bible. But physically minded life is loving ourselves and material things more than other people, and even more than God Himself. We're all born with the bad traits of selfishness and materialism that we get from our parents. Every bad trait that has become second nature to us through long habit is passed on to our children. So these faults have been passed down from our parents, our grandparents, and our ancestors before them, one after the other, in a long chain stretching backwards. Finally, so many bad traits have been passed down to us all that all our own life is nothing but faults. The only way this continuing chain of bad traits can be broken and changed is by living in faith and kindness from the Lord. We constantly tend toward whatever is passed on to us by our parents. We're always falling onto it, so that we strengthen their bad traits in ourselves and add more of our own. These bad traits go completely against a spiritual life. They destroy it. So unless we accept a new spiritual life from the Lord, we're lost. This means we're lost unless we are newly conceived, born and raised, meaning we are newly created. Otherwise, all we want and think about are things that have to do with ourselves and the material world, just like people in hell. We cannot be reborn unless we know about this new spiritual life. We need to know the true things we should believe, which relate to faith, and the good things we should do, which relate to kindness. We cannot learn these things on our own, because we only comprehend what we've received through our physical senses. This is where we get our light, which is natural light. By this light we see only what relates to material things and ourselves. We cannot see anything that has to do with heaven and God. We have to learn about these from Revelation. Here are some of the things that we have to learn from Revelation. The Lord, who is God from eternity, came into the world to set the human race free. He has all the power in heaven and on earth. All faith and kindness and all truth and goodness are from Him. There is a heaven and a hell. We will live forever in heaven if we have done good things, and in hell if we have done harmful things. All these things and many more are part of the faith that we should know to be reborn. If we know them, we can think about them, want them, and finally do them, so that we gain a new life. For example, if we don't know that the Lord is the liberator of the human race, we cannot have faith in Him, love Him, and do good things for His sake. If we don't know that everything good comes from Him, we cannot possibly realize that our spiritual well-being comes from Him, let alone want to receive it from Him. This means we cannot live from Him. If we don't know that there is a hell and a heaven, and that we'll live forever, we cannot think about the way people live in heaven, or make ourselves receptive to that kind of life. And so on for the rest of the examples. We all have inner and outer selves. The inner one is our spiritual self, and the outer one is our material self. For us to be reborn, both of these have to be reborn. When we've not been reborn, our outer material self is in control and our inner self works for it. But when we've been reborn, our inner spiritual self is in control and our outer self works for it. So you can see that our life is arranged upside down from birth. What should be in control is just a worker, and what should be just a worker is in control. For us to be set free, this arrangement has to be turned the other way around. This cannot happen unless we're reborn from the Lord. I will show through examples what it means for our inner self to be in control with the outer self working for it, and the other way around. If pleasure, money, and pride are all we think of as good, and we feel pleasure in hatred and revenge, and search deep inside ourselves for excuses to support all this, then our outer self is in control, and our inner self is working for it. But if we feel goodness and joy in thinking and wanting what is good, honest and fair, and in saying and doing these things outwardly, then our inner self is in control, and our outer self is working for it. Our inner self is reborn from the Lord first, and our outer self is reborn through it afterwards. This is because our inner self is reborn by thinking things that we have to do with faith and kindness, but our outer self is reborn by a life in harmony with them. This is what the Lord meant when he said, "Unless you have been born from both water and spirit, you cannot enter God's realm." John 3:5. In the spiritual meaning, water is the truth that goes with faith, and spirit is a life in harmony with it. When we've been reborn, our inner self is in heaven, where we're angels together with the angels we'll live with after we die. We can then live a heavenly life, love the Lord, love other people, understand what is true, sense what is good, and feel happy because of this.